Welcome back to the second hour of Sedona Dreams. This is your host, George Whitehurst Berry, and today we have our regular guest, David John Oates, with us. David has spent more than 30 years in the what I believe is one of the greatest discoveries of the 20th century and now into the 21st, and that is the breakthrough about the actual language of the unconscious mind and the metaphors therein. Welcome, David.
Thank you, George. Always a pleasure.
All right, and because David has such a vast reservoir of data and discovery in the last three decades, we have a virtually inexhaustible goldmine of topics to discuss. David, what do you have today?
Well, it's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. And I thought I might tell you who did it. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Well, I think there might be some interest in that, yes.
I was being a little bit facetious.
I know both me and my wolf think so.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, we're going to look at some reversals around the assassination of JFK, and then we're going to look at some more on Barack Obama and this healthcare fiasco. We've got some more reversals on that now. So, it should be an interesting show.
And those of you who didn't have the opportunity to tune in last week, in the archives for last week's Sedona Dreams, you'll find a plethora of absolutely interesting, and of course, may you live in interesting times is the ancient Chinese curse. Very interesting reversals on Barack Obama and the economy.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, here we go. This is the second reversal in speech that I ever found. Okay. So here is the forward. You'll all recognize this.
Just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed.
Okay, so as you can see, it's a live commentary, the JFK assassination, very well-known piece of broadcast there. And in reverse, it says, he shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
He shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
There it is.
He shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
And again.
He shot bad, hold it, try and look up.
So that's an immediate reaction from a reporter live on the scene. He's thinking, yeah, JFK has been shot. Stop everything, try and look up. What's he looking up for? He's looking up in the directions of the shots. Where did the shots come from? Okay, so he's the media reaction was to look up. So, and of course, allegedly, that's where JFK was shot from the fourth story of the school book depository building. So he's looking up. All right, so that's our first clue. Now, I have a couple of clues on a couple of reversals on Lee Harvey Oswald. And we're going to run this first. This is from a radio broadcast he did 2 weeks prior to the assassination.
Where? Because of the fact that...
Oh, hang on. Whoops. I started off wrong. All right, we'll try this again.
I think it's rather obvious as to why and when and where, because of the fact that we certainly don't have any trade with him. We are discouraging trade with that country.
He's talking about Cuba, of course. And he says in reverse, they're powerful.
This passes.
So he's talking about Cuba, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now he's talking about the Fair Play for Cuba Committee, of which he was a member.
The Fair Play for Cuba Committee, as the name implies, is concerned primarily with Cuban-American relations.
Okay, we have a reversal here that says, wish to kill president.
Wish to kill president.
You hear that one there, George?
Yeah.
So here we have a reversal on Lee Harvey Oswald, 2 weeks prior to the JFK assassination, expressing a desire to kill the president. And then we have this reversal here. And you remember I say I always want two reversals before I state something? Okay, mm-hmm. Well, here's the second.
Rocket bases in Cuba that Fidel Castro refused.
Okay, it's from the same interview, and he says, the weakness is in the car.
The weakness is in the car.
The weakness is in the car. The weakness is in the car.
Do you hear that there?
Oh, yeah. And, of course, it was an open car.
Yeah, absolutely. So he's planning how to kill the president, and he thinks, the weakness is in the car. So I propose that, I'm not saying that he wasn't supported by some people, because he says talk about Cuba and they're powerful, but in the same interview, you can also see him planning the assassination.
Well, that's very interesting because he, of course, there must have been more than one shooter from different directions, but of course Oswald said, "I am a patsy," so he claimed to have no involvement. Now with these reversals, it's obvious that he was involved.
Oh yeah, with these reversals, it's obvious he was involved. Now I'm not saying he pulled the trigger. I don't have a reversal that says that, but I have two clear reversals that show him involved in thinking about the planning of the assassination. So when I say I'll give you the killer of JFK, it's not the whole picture, but it's certainly a big piece. I'm sure you would agree with that.
Well, we've seen so far that Oswald was not merely a scapegoat, that he did have an active role in the assassination. Even if he didn't pull the trigger, he was still planning and plotting.
Right. And that's what we can say with reverse speech. Now, I've got some interesting reversals on LBJ after the assassination. So let's see if we can make any sense out of these ones. Okay, so which one will I play first? Okay, I'll play this one first. Let me just get the volume up a little bit. This is from an interview he did just after.
Driving down there.
Oh, gee, that's not much of a Ford, is it?
Driving down there.
Driving down there, sorry about that. This was sent to me by one of my analysts. I'll have to tell her to give me longer sections of the forward. And he says, Sam lied and he died.
Sam lied and he died.
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
So, Sam, I think, short for Uncle Sam, or probably JFK himself, I would imagine. You know, he was a symbol of America. Or Uncle Sam, and just to reinforce my argument on this, here's a another reversal.
And what was going on in Washington? And when would the missiles be coming?
And here he says, I must give him some symbol.
And
that's not very clear, that one. That one's not very clear, sorry. Alright, so let's go to... Let's go to another one. Here he says, wash the head.
If they had shot our president.
And he says, wash the head.
Wash the head. Wash the head. Wash the head.
And here we have another one where he says, adjust brow.
If they had shot our president. Adjust brow.
So what does it mean by adjust brow? Well, I'll play one last reversal, and then we'll wrap this little picture up. Here we go.
What raced through my mind was that if they had shot our president driving down there, who would they shoot next? And what was going on in Washington? And when would the missiles be coming?
Oh, I see. This is the whole clip. I see. And there's three reversals in the whole clip. Okay, so this reversal says, I faked it.
Faked it?
No, just faked it. Not I faked it, just faked it.
Faked it.
And faked it. What did he fake? Well, adjust brow and wash the head. Here's adjust brow.
Adjust brow.
And wash the head is this one?
Wash the head.
Wash the head. Wash the head.
And so I suspect that there was some interference with the body in the autopsy photos. And LBJ was involved. Why they did that, I don't know. But LBJ faked something. We need more reversals on LBJ. Was LBJ involved? I don't know. But he does say fake. And what did he fake? Sam lied and he died. He knows something. Anyway, I've got a couple of analysts on the task because I'm curious now. I want to see if we can get some more information. So we'll go and hunt down the JFK assassination, see if we can find some more clues. But I can certainly state with certainty that Lee Harvey Oswald, at the very least, was planning the assassination 2 weeks prior to it actually taking place. So there we go. Oh, it was planning or had knowledge of the plan. So there you go. All right, there are my verses on the JFK assassination. 50 years later on, I don't know whether it's been all over your TV, but it's been all over our TV here in Australia, talking all about it, and playing all the clips and everything like that. So. All right, got some reversals on Barack Obama. Oh, let me play the classic one to start off with, if I can find it. I put this one on my Facebook page today. Here he is talking about Obamacare.
I feel deeply responsible for making it harder for them rather than easier for them to continue to promote the core values that I think led them to support this thing in the first place, which is, in this country, as wealthy as we are, everybody should be able to have the security of affordable health care.
And here he says, I broke it good. He said he did break it good, didn't he?
Yeah, that's it's becoming a fiasco.
Oh, it absolutely is. He broke it real good. He did a real good job of breaking this one. I actually played a reversal on your show last week. Let me see if I can pull up. Well, gee, where are the ones I played last week? Here we are, and where I predicted. I made a little prediction that not a little prediction, a little statement that he knew beforehand that the website was messed up. And here's a reversal I played where I justified this.
I don't think I'm stupid enough to go around saying this is going to be like shopping on Amazon or Travelocity a week before the website opens if I thought that it wasn't going to work.
And here he says, I could see mess.
This is a mess.
And now it just came out this week. I was on Fox News that he knew beforehand that there was problems with the website. And that just came out this week. And, of course, here it was. I played on your show last week.
Yeah.
Their
testimony to the power of reverse speech.
Yep. So he knew beforehand. And he went ahead with it anyway. And now 100 million people have lost their health care already? Or is that the potential? I think it's 50 million now and 100 million next year or something like that.
It's hard to keep track.
Just such an incredible fiasco. And he broke it good. Decode his own reversal.
Don't just do anything halfway, Obama.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it. Might as well do it properly. All right, here's another one. Of course, what happens when people lose their health care? They don't get their health coverage and they die. So on that point, here's this reversal.
And I think it's fair to say that we have a pretty good track record of working with folks on technology and IT from our campaign, where both in 2008 and 2012, we did a pretty darn good job on that. So it's not, you know, the idea that somehow we didn't have access or were interested in people's ideas.
And here he says, do they die by you?
Do they die by you? Do they die by you? Do they die by you?
Okay.
Internal dialogue.
You're absolutely right. And look, it's just all, you know, I did a radio show with a guy this morning, another regular show I do, and I was playing these reversals, and he said to me, is there anything good on Obama's reversals about healthcare? And I looked through all the reversals I had, and I've got about 30 or 40 of them, you know, and I couldn't find one single good reversal, not one. They were all absolutely disastrous. I mean, this is a fiasco. This is unbelievable. And the more news comes out all the time as to how bad it actually is, you know. They're talking about people dying. Here's another one. Let's run this one.
And by the way, I think it's very important for me to note that there are a whole bunch of folks up in Congress and others who made this statement, and they were entirely sincere about it. And the fact that you've got this this percentage of people who've had this impact, I want them to know that, you know, their senator or congressman, they were making representations based on what I told them and what this White House and our administrative staff told them, and so it's not on them, it's on us.
It certainly is on us. And he says, that's fair, sin and die.
That's fair, sin and die.
In other words, the whole system's messed up, it's, and he doesn't really care. I mean, it's incredible. Alright, here we have another one. Let's run this one.
Everybody is properly focused on us not doing a good job on the rollout, and that's legitimate, and I get it. There have been times where I thought we were kind of, you know, slapped around a little bit unjustly. This one's deserved.
And where he says this one's deserved is this is actually a sentence building reversal, which is where the forward and reverse combine to form a complete sentence. And the verse is, cause it's lucid.
Cause it's lucid. Cause it's lucid.
Wow.
Cause it's lucid.
And let's show you how the sentence building works. I'll play the forward and then the reverse immediately.
This one's deserved.
Cause it's lucid.
This one's deserved.
Cause it's lucid.
You hear that? Mm-hmm. Sentence building reversal. Lucid? Yes, it's very lucid. It's very obvious. It's very apparent. There's no dodging the bullet on this one. It's a very obvious thing that's happened. Alright, so let's move along. Alright, so here we have our next one.
Typically, there is constant churn in that market. Yeah, this market is not very stable and reliable for people. So people have a lot of complaints when they're in that marketplace. As long as you're healthy, things seem to be going pretty good. And so a lot of people think, I've got pretty good insurance, until they get sick, and then suddenly they look at the fine print and they've got a $50,000 out-of-pocket expense that they can't pay.
And this one says, giving me sniff, whatever that means.
Giving me sniff.
It's clear too. Sniff is a metaphor, to check out, to explore. I just think he's getting the feel for what's going on, you know. Reversal doesn't mean a great deal. But anyway, there it is. And, here's another one talking about, this is all about the healthcare. This is all from the speech he gave last week.
If you're doing it at the federal government level, you know, you're going through, you know, 40 pages of specs and this and that and the other, and there are all kinds of laws involved, and it makes it more difficult. It's part of the reason why chronically federal IT programs are over budget, behind schedule, And one of the, you know, when I do some Monday morning quarterbacking on myself, one of the things that I do recognize is, since I know that the federal government has not been good at this stuff in the past.
And this one simply says, oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're going to have little slings backwards, okay? All right. Here's another one about health care. And let's run this one.
It's almost like we said to folks, you got to buy a new car, even if you can't afford it right now. And sooner or later, folks are going to start trading in their old cars. But, you know, we don't need, if their life circumstance is such where, for now at least, they want to keep the old car, even if the new car is better, we should be able to give them that option.
And here he says, mean, naughty way.
Mean, naughty way. Mean, naughty way. Mean, naughty way.
In other words, it's a very mean, naughty one that everyone's on, you know. which is just another negative reversal around Obamacare. I mean, this has got to be the biggest fiasco of Obama's career.
Well, now, you mentioned the checkpoint of having at least two reversals,
right,
to determine the absolute validity of an event, or in this case, what someone was thinking. But now you're talking about 40.
Oh yeah, he knows. Well, he knows now, and he knew before it was launched that there were big problems, and he went and launched it anyway. Completely irresponsible. Totally irresponsible. All right, here we go. I might be out of vote in America, but at least my reversal can influence the votes of some. Yeah, he's got the midterms coming up next year. Boy, I reckon the Democrats will be in big trouble, but we'll see. All right, here we have another one.
Are there steps that we can skip while still getting the core information that people need? And part of what we're realizing is that there are going to be a certain portion of people who are just going to need more help and more hand-holding in the application process. And so I guess part of the continuous improvement that I'm looking at is not just a technical issue. It's also, can we streamline the application process? What are we doing to give people more assistance in the application process? How do the call centers and the people who are helping folks in person, how are they trained so that things can go more smoothly? Because the bottom line ultimately is I just want people to know what their options are in a clear way.
You know, it's interesting. He's talking for us about the organization set up to handle all of this, okay? So you know, and to help people. But yet the reversal says, power of the one.
Power of the one. Power of the one. Power of the one.
So who's the one in this case? That's Obama. See, I broke it good. So the power of the one, what one person can do to a whole country, how one person can affect 250 million people, isn't that incredible? I mean, with the stroke of his pen, he broke it good.
Well, it takes a rare talent to do that. Not everybody could do that.
That's true. You gotta take your hats off to him. He did it real good. Good on you, Obama. Well done. Well, my God. All right. Here's another one. Let's play these. And thanks to all my analysts who supplied these reversals for me. They don't want to be known. But, because it wasn't for my organization underneath me, I couldn't bring all of these to you. I'm so busy. All right, here we go.
And, you know, buying health insurance is never going to be like buying a song on iTunes. You know, it's just a much more complicated transaction.
This one says, search the eye.
Search the eye. Huh. Search the eye.
Search the eye.
Huh, wonder what that means. Search the eye. Wonder what the forward is. Let's listen to
search the eye.
What's the forward?
You know, it's just...
Oh, that doesn't help. We're just going to find
it. We're going into a break here, but...
Okay, we'll be
back right after the break with David John Oates.
You always wanted your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker? To get the word out about the fastest growing news talk outlet in the independent media? Joe Joseph here for TruthFrequencyRadio.com. KTFRN and LibertyStickers.com have teamed up to give you your very own Truth Frequency Radio bumper sticker for free. Just go to TruthFrequencyRadio.com/stickers today. And don't forget to visit our friends at LibertyStickers.com, home of the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. Their vast selection and quality of stickers are second to none. TruthFrequencyRadio.com, because silence is consent.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. By clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Broadcasting worldwide in complete defiance of the U.S. Patriot Act and the NDAA.
This is the Truth Frequency Radio.
This is another Dream Show. And we had a very special announcement last week. David mentioned that he has been invited to become a regular guest on Coast to Coast. Of course, a few weeks ago, that is Coast to Coast AM, the largest nighttime show in the country with several million listeners. And, of course, David was... invited back a few weeks ago for the first time in about 15 years, to Coast to Coast, and now they would like to have him as a regular guest. So that being the case, I would urge you to tune in to all of the reverse speech shows on Coast to Coast or wherever you can find them, because the more information that you get about reverse speech, the better. There are so many applications in business, in personal affairs, you name it, and reverse speech will apply to it. And everybody should check out, if you haven't already, the website. David's website is reversespeech.com, and there you'll find literally thousands of reversals. You'll also find the books that David has written about reverse speech. You'll find the software technology which enables you to zero in on and analyze reversals, and you'll find information about the classes that David teaches to become certified as a reverse speech practitioner.
Yes, and if you want to listen to any of my radio shows, my last 15 or more than that, my last 17, 18 years of radio shows are all archived on davidoates.com. And you can actually go and listen to some of my very first Coast to Coast shows back in 97 to 98, because they're all up there on davidoates.com. And the older Coast to Coast shows, you've got to scroll right down to the bottom. And you'll hear, there's still a lot more shows I haven't put up there. So when I say you listen to all my shows, some of the shows I've done over the last 15 odd years are up on the davidoates.com. I think it's under shows or archives, not too sure which one it is, but anyway, go and have a look, and lots of very interesting shows I've done over the years. So there you go. Alright, now I was trying to find the meaning of the reversal, search the eye. Let's just play the reversal again.
Well, now I'd like to hear the forwards on that, because I have an idea.
Okay, alright, so let's run the whole lot again. Here's the forwards.
And, you know, buying health insurance is never going to be like buying a song on iTunes. You know, it's just a much more complicated transaction.
And here's reversal, search the eye.
I think it might have to do with money, because of course the all-seeing eye is on the dollar bill.
Oh yeah, I was wondering that myself, actually. Yeah, you're right. I was wondering that myself. Did we have a reversal last week about the eye? If I remember correctly.
I'm not sure.
Let me go and have a quick look at the reversals I played last week on Obamacare, because I'm sure there was something there about the eye. If there was, that would be an interesting. No, it wasn't last week. It must have been an earlier week. I wouldn't even know where to look for it. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, but I've heard it before. I've heard the eye before in the context of Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here's another reversal. Here we go.
But importantly, we would leave in place the core sanctions that are most effective and have most impact on the Iranian economy, specifically oil sanctions and sanctions with respect to banks and financing. And what that gives us is the opportunity to test how serious are they, but it also gives us an assurance that if it turns out 6 months from now that they're not serious, we can dial those sanctions right back up.
And this one says serious thunder. Doesn't sound like you're talking about healthcare here. This is obviously a question of a reporter's question.
Well, he did such a good job with the healthcare. Maybe he can do the same thing with the olive branch that Iran is extending. Broke it good.
Yeah. Well, this one says serious thunder.
Serious thunder. Serious thunder. Serious thunder.
It's serious thunder, too.
Those pesky non-Rothschild banks like Iran has and Syria has. The people aren't in debt. Their debt-to-GDP ratios are not astronomical like the United States, France, and Britain with their private central banks. So it's just terrible when you don't have a bunch of debt slaves.
All right, here we have the next one.
You know, one of our core principles is when friends are in trouble, America helps. As I told President Aquino earlier this week, the United States will continue to offer whatever assistance we can. Our military personnel and USAID team do this better than anybody in the world, and they've been already on the ground working tirelessly to deliver food, water, medicine, shelter, and to help with airlift.
And this is a sewing that line, whatever that means.
Sewing that line.
Sewing that line. Hang on, let's hit the thought again.
Yeah, you know, one of our core principles is when friends are in trouble, America helps. As I told President Aquino earlier this week, the United States will continue to offer whatever assistance we can. Our military personnel and USAID team do this better than anybody in the world, and they've been already on the ground working tirelessly to deliver food, water, medicine, shelter, and to help with airlift.
Talking about the Philippines, they were sewing that line. Oh, that's the line he's giving. You know, he's just giving the line that he's been given. You know.
Well, I certainly hope that nobody ever helps the United States like the United States has helped Iraq and Syria and Libya. Let's run for cover.
Indeed, no kidding. All right, this reversal, let's play the Fords first.
Our friends in the Philippines will face a long, hard road ahead, but they'll continue to have a friend and partner in the United States of America.
Now, I think this someone actually told me this reversal says something different. I wrote it down as the orphans never.
The orphans never.
Huh.
The orphans never.
Oh, yeah.
The orphans never.
Yeah, or the orphan something. Do it again.
The orphans never. The orphans never. The orphans never.
I don't know. Yeah, sounds close enough. A lot of orphans, I'd imagine. So. All right. Here we have another one. Run this one forward.
To try to finally make sure that healthcare is treated in this country like it is in every other advanced country, that it's not some privilege that just a certain portion of people can have, but it's something that everybody has some confidence about. And, you know, we didn't go far left and choose an approach that would have been much more disruptive. We didn't adopt some more conservative proposals that would have been much more disruptive. We tried to choose a way that built off the existing system.
This one simply says they're stupid.
No, stupid.
I don't know. I don't know when friends influence people. All right. This reversal is a bit of a cryptic reversal, but it's a pretty strong indictment against Obama.
What we're doing, even as we're trying to solve the technical problems, is also what can we do to make the application a little bit simpler?
All right, a little bit cryptic, this one. It says this mark, and you need to know a mark is a metaphor for damage, harm. So this mark will contest the boss enough. What it says.
This mark will contest the boss enough.
Oh, yeah.
This mark will contest the boss enough. This mark will contest the boss enough.
In other words, he's going to be contested. His position is flimsy. The damage on the healthcare system is going to damage his credibility.
Uh-huh.
He's going to be put into a contest because of this. Because he's the boss, and the mark on the healthcare system is going to be a scar on his presidency. That's how I am. And this next reversal is also a fairly cryptic one too, but it just validates what I just said. So let's run this one.
So when I said you can keep your healthcare, I'm looking at folks who've got employer-based healthcare. I'm looking at folks who've got Medicare and Medicaid, and that accounts for the vast majority of Americans. And then for people who don't have any health insurance at all, obviously that didn't apply. my commitment to them was you're going to be able to get affordable health care for the first time.
And this one says, I see it. They broke me. I grew soft in a coma at night. So very long reverse.
Wow.
I see it. They broke me. I grew soft in a coma at night.
Well, I see it. They broke me. I grew soft in a coma at night.
Yeah, there it is.
I see it. They broke me. I grew soft in a coma at night.
And again.
Well, I see it. They broke me. I grew soft in a coma at night.
Do you hear that?
And most reversals are not that long. That's a very clear reversal and a lengthy one.
Yeah, rather long one. Yeah, they broke me. He seemed broken by this, you know. I grew soft in a coma at night. He was deadened. He was shut out. He was in the dark as to how bad it really was. And he made lots of wrong decisions. So that's basically how I would interpret that one. And to quote his own reversal, I'm going to play this one again.
I feel deeply responsible for making it harder for them, rather than easier for them, to continue to promote the core values that I think led them to support this thing in the first place, which is, in this country, as wealthy as we are, everybody should be able to have the security of affordable health care.
Yes, everyone should, Obama, and they did until you got insurance companies to cancel 100 million policies. See, I broke it good.
See, I broke it good.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. How you guys ever elected him for a second term is beyond me. Unbelievable. The healthcare system's a fiasco, and as you said, there's a lot more than two reversals about the healthcare system.
So
there's my reversals on Obama. So let's just revisit the two key Lee Harvey Oswald reversals on the 50th anniversary of JFK's death. It gives us at least some piece of the puzzle. And that Lee Harvey Oswald had knowledge of plans, or was indeed himself planning, the assassination of JFK 2 weeks prior to the assassination. So here are these two reversals that caused me to say that.
What's up, Doug? I live for a time in service unit. It has some qualifications to repudiate charges of Cuba, and the Fair Play for Cuba Committee is timing its control. The Fair Play for Cuba Committee, as the name implies, is concerned primarily with
human American
relations.
Here is reversal, wish to kill president.
Wish to kill president.
So there it is, speaks for itself. And here's reversal number two.
Rocket bases in Cuba that Fidel Castro refused.
And weakness is in the car.
The weakness is here.
The weakness is here.
The last word, car, is a bit short, cut off, but it's obviously.
It's there. It's there. And those of you listeners who might not have tuned in previous weeks, I would urge you to go to my website, which is SedonaDreams.com, and there you will see one of the posts. That's SedonaDreams.com. You'll see a post. Reverse speech and David John Oates cracked the John Benet Ramsey case wide open. So that's a sterling example of how a whole series of reversals can crack a tough case. So we know what actually happened because of David's brilliant interview with that case, and that's right on our. On our website, SedonaDreams.com. Fascinating, at layer after layer after layer of reversals, because what David does there is not just have one or two reversals, but a whole series of reversals where he literally paints an artwork on canvas. And so by the end of that interview, we know exactly what happened to that poor girl and who was responsible for it.
Yeah, that's those reversals are just really an incredible analogy of how reverse speech can get to the truth, you know, and solve mysteries that haven't been solved. I mean, gee whiz, if we could get a whole bunch of people on the JFK assassination, we could find out exactly who did it, why it was done. I mean, all we've got with these two reversal Lee Harvey Oswald is he was aware of the planning or was indeed doing the planning himself, one of those two scenarios.
As you said earlier in this show, that doesn't mean that he necessarily pulled the trigger, but he was involved in some way.
Right, exactly correct. So he was involved. Now we need, so it's just one piece of the puzzle, you know. Like I like to do some verses on Jack Ruby, you know. I mean, what involvement did he have in all of this? Why did he kill Lee Harvey Oswald before we could had enough time to question him, you know, interrogate him? And I want to know why the Dallas police never recorded the interviews with Lee Harvey Oswald. That's astounding to me that they wouldn't do that. Either they've got the suspected assassin of JFK and they didn't record the interviews with him. I find that.
And why would they let Ruby in the first place? I mean, there are a lot of unanswered questions.
Oh, so many unanswered questions. What play did Cuba have in all of this? The reversal, wish to kill the president, occurs on the precise forward's words, the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. So that is a very interesting complementarity.
And we know that there's only one power you did have multiple different entities that were, that might have had a motive. People have speculated the oil interest, the mafia, you know, but, and on and on, but there's only one power that could derail a governmental investigation or funnel it, like the Warren Report was funneled, silence or keep the press from telling the truth, and on and on and on, and that is the money power. There's only one entity that's powerful enough to do all of that. Certainly there were different players that might have had a certain role, but only the money power could comprehensively steer some group like the Warren Commission into an obvious cover-up and then keep the lid on the truth, and especially for 50 years.
Well, they're supposed to release all the records in 2007 and 2008, so... Well, I don't know whether they release all of them, but at least that's what they're saying.
Yeah,
that's when they become declassified in 2017.
Well, now Bush, of course, what Bush did is he reclassified documents that were classified and then unclassified. So he reclassified. So hopefully in 2017 they'll go through with what they're saying and they'll declassify them.
That would be nice. It would be nice to get some closure on that period of American history. You know, I can remember the JFK assassination taking place. I mean, I was only, 63, so I was 8, but I remember it. And I was living in rural Australia, in a country town, and I remember it as some big king from a faraway land was killed. You know, that's sort of like a fairy tale in my mind is how I remember it. And it was a fairy tale. They called it Camelot, you know. Very interesting period of American history.
Well, you can see from the film and then even from the sound, they've analyzed that Kennedy was shot from multiple directions. He was shot from the front, not just from the rear. So it's obvious there were at least two, probably three shooters, and one on the grassy knoll. And that's pretty obvious. And so you have this massive cover-up, and obviously there is a lot more to be yet uncover.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I'll get some people on to it and see what we can do. See what we can do.
Well, if we can get as comprehensive a picture of the Kennedy assassination as we have in the, as David has brilliantly done with the JonBenet Ramsey case, we'll know pretty much all about it.
Yeah. It's just a matter of finding the audio, and you know, with the internet, a lot of these tracks are available. You know, just do a search on YouTube. There's incredible things on YouTube. I've got someone doing some reverses on JFK right now. So we'll hopefully have them next week. We'll see. Very interesting field, and there's so many audio archives. Stored in somewhere, wherever they store them, we can unravel incredible secrets. I mean, imagine going through some of the Nixon tapes, for example. What could you find out on them? Because they're all public domain now, are they not? The secret Nixon tapes that he recorded secretly. Anyway, I don't know. All right. Well, let me see if I can pull a couple of reversals out in the last end of the show. I've been through all the reversals I had to play for you. Here's an interesting one. We'll play this one. This is one on Obama talking about Libya.
I want to try to clarify what you were saying today to the people of Syria, to the people who are dying for full democracy in Syria, and I've got the list from last night. If they rise up in force and are faced with violence on a horrific scale, a unique ability we have to stop that violence, a broad coalition, Arab countries coming in, and they make a plea for help, are you saying to them, we will be there for you as we were there in Libya?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that those are the criteria that I consider in making a very difficult decision about whether to apply military force.
Okay, you're talking about Syria. All right, okay. He says, so fearful a mouth over the web.
So fearful a mouth over the web. So fearful a mouth over the web.
And again.
So fearful a mouth under the web.
Well, this is interesting, because this one was taken several months before the whole Syria crisis came, which I predicted on your show would never happen. And here we have reversal saying, so fearful. So he was afraid of this beforehand, and a mouth over the web, well, with the internet, the world is connected with each other, and, the general citizens have a mouth over the web now.
Well, that is a very interesting reversal, because I believe one of the key reasons that the attack on Syria did not progress is that people are now looking at facts on the internet which they were able to censor in the mass media before, such as General Wesley Clark revealing seven nations to be quote-unquote taken out shortly after 9/11/01. So all this propaganda about Syria parallels that of Libya, but the plan was hatched long ago, and of course all these nations, as Ellen Brown brilliantly pointed out, have a thread of commonality. They all seven nations that General Wesley Clark listed, which include Iran and Syria and Libya, all seven nations have they are not members of the vampire debt money system of the Bank of International Settlements, and they are all not members of the World Trade Organization. So isn't that interesting?
That is indeed. Okay, all right. How much time we got left?
A minute and 15 seconds.
Minute and 15 seconds. All right, where's a good reversal? Oh, here's funny one on Obama. I like playing this one. I play this one a lot.
When President Abbas was here, I discussed some of those same issues with him. I think it's very important that the Palestinians not look for excuses for incitement.
This one says, soon I must have sex.
Sub-massage, sex.
And again.
Sub-massage, sex.
Now, there we go. Finally, reversal shows that reversal can tap into all those deep end of thoughts. So there you go. So I don't know what will happen for you next week, George, but it'll be something good. This show only came together today, actually. That's how I got all the reversals in today, and I pulled them all together this morning and plan the show out. So probably will be the same thing next week too, right down to the line.
All right. David Johnnett's website again is reversespeech.com.
Oh, hang on. I've got a new number. Do we have time?
Go.
503-568-7077. My new number, 503-568-7077. Thanks, George.
All right. Thanks, David.
Okay.
So, you want the news and information without the hate, the hype, the fear? Well, you've come to the right place. You can support Truth Frequency Radio by spreading the word on social networking sites like Facebook, Twitter, or your favorite forums. Want to take Truth Frequency Radio on the road? Listen on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, or other mobile devices. Want more than just the free stuff? Sign up for a VIP membership for as little as $4 a month and get super high-quality downloads, member-only content, and instant access to your favorite shows without the wait. It's only through your loving support that we're able to cover the cost and continue broadcasting. So now, stay tuned for more Free Speech Radio right here on the Truth Frequency Radio Network. KTFRN. Worldwide.